Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Most of us are not strangers to spam calls, like for that warranty on the car you don't own or the student loans you never borrowed. But in many states, including in the Commonwealth, you should consider picking up calls from that unknown number because it might actually be a contact tracer. You see, when anyone tests positive for COVID-19, teams of tracers are in charge of identifying every close contact they may have had with another human, calling that other human, informing them of their exposure, and encouraging them to get tested. And if they test positive, then the process repeats. But contact tracing is also about providing support for people during a potentially scary and unknown time. Earlier today, we spoke with Alexander Bent about this process. He is an investigator with the Massachusetts Community Tracing Collaborative. That's the contact tracing team with Partners in Health. Alex has been a contact tracer since last November, after he got laid off from another job because of the pandemic. And I asked him what it takes to do the role and what his days look like.
What we do is we just work from a queue. Anyone who's recently tested positive for COVID, they enter that queue. So we go in, we select a record, and we pick it up. That is an individual in Massachusetts somewhere in the state that tested positive. And at that point in time, what we try to do is reach out to them. So we have various surge phases depending on how many cases we're seeing on a daily basis within Massachusetts. So sometimes the amount of calls that we make to an individual can change. So currently we're just making one call to people to see if they'll pick up and hopefully speak with us.
So how often do they pick up, Alex?
Most often people do pick up with us. They're interested in speaking with us, giving us their close contacts, talking about exposure. And then, of course, on the other side of things, we have things that we can assist them with as well. So if they don't have the ability to stay in isolation or quarantine for the entire period because maybe they don't have enough food, for example, that's something we can assist them with as well.
So you call me, I pick up. How does that start?
Big first thing that we have to do there is obviously identify ourselves. A lot of these individuals don't realize that they are going to be receiving this call and that the state of Massachusetts even has this program. Because a lot of times what we can experience, at least on my end, is some people are hesitant to speak with us initially because they don't fully understand who we are or think that like it might be a scam call, for example, which I totally understand.
And what do you tell them you want to speak with them about?
What we really just let them know is we'd like to discuss a few things related to their COVID test result with them. We do also importantly point out right at the beginning that we can assist with quite a few things like food, medication, et cetera, if individuals need that. So that's something that can help people want to speak with us much more quickly.
Do people get anxious about the government contacting them, Alex, asking for identity information, knowing about their health status? Are people mostly grateful? Are they afraid? How do people experience it when you reach out to them?
So we have individuals who are relieved to get that call from us because they have questions that they want answered and they know we can help them with that. We have other people that are initially hesitant to do it, but they can open up over time once they realize what we're doing. And then we do, of course, have those individuals that are really hesitant or even scared to speak with us because they don't know what's going to happen with that information. And they might have misconceptions that we're going to share that information with someone who can utilize that information to get them in trouble for something. What we do is we really just try to create that trust over the first couple minutes of that phone call and let them understand that really what we're trying to do is just at the end of the day, stop the spread of COVID. We're trying to understand where you might have been exposed. If you have any close contacts, so we can just reach out to those individuals or businesses to let them know what happened there.
And can you tell us about a conversation you've had with someone who was unvaccinated and tested positive? Tell us about a person.
Yeah, so to kind of just talk in general terms, in recent memory, we have had quite a few individuals who are younger, fully healthy come in that are unfortunately unvaccinated. What we're seeing in recent memory is a lot of these individuals, they are experiencing a lot worse symptoms, including some people that, like I said, are young and overall healthy that do need to go to the ER or even urgent care because they're experiencing so many symptoms and are worried about what's going on with them. So what we are seeing a lot of times now is I've spoken with a few individuals recently who are unvaccinated and who have tested positive. And what they've learned throughout this experience is that they had wished that they had been vaccinated prior to testing positive. And as soon as they were possibly able to do so, they were going to go get vaccinated once they exited isolation because they didn't want to deal or experience this again.
So, Alex, you're clearly a professional and you're very straightforward and matter of fact about this. Thinking about the fear and the risk that can be associated and the harm that can be associated with having COVID. And I wonder, do you find yourself being called on to express a lot of empathy, to hold people's hands sometimes, to really comfort and reassure them as you're having this back and forth with them?
I think those are kind of few of the key components that a person needs to do this job. Empathy is really important because not everyone you call is initially going to be interested in speaking with you or ever really want to talk to you. But regardless, you need to be empathetic through that entire conversation and the callbacks with that individual, because at the end of the day, you don't know exactly what they're going through or what they're dealing with. So it's important just to always be empathetic and kind of just approach every call that you make as just a human being, understanding that you don't exactly know what these individuals are going through, but you're there to support them however you can.
And what do you think people need to hear from you in those moments?
Honestly, a lot of times just those individuals knowing that they have someone there that can support them, that will give them calls back as frequently as a daily basis, just a touch point with them, make sure that they're doing okay, and even give them a social outlet.
Do you do that? Do you call people back day after day and check in with them?
Generally speaking, if we're not in a surge phase, we do try to call people back regularly, like every day or every other day or every couple days, just to check with them, see how they're doing, and give them that social outlet so they have someone to speak with throughout their isolation and quarantine period.
Alex, what's your favorite part of the job?
I just like helping individuals through this process. I can only imagine being on the other side of this. I'm really well trained and educated in COVID and Corona at this point in time. But prior to joining the CTC organization, I knew minimal stuff about this. So just kind of putting myself in the shoes of the person on the other side and understanding that they might not really know what's going on here, might not have the support to get themselves through that or even need assistance to get themselves through that. I kind of just like approaching it in that way.
Anything else you want us to know, Alex?
Just at the end of the day, if you get a phone call from us, we're just trying to speak with you to stop the spread of COVID and get ahead of it. So if you do get that call, just please pick up.
That's Alexander Bent. He's an investigator with the Massachusetts Community Tracing Collaborative, the contact tracing team with Partners in Health. Alex, thanks for your work and thanks for spending the time with us today.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.